Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg's Red Brown. A tiny Texas island is being flooded with tourists, but most aren't visiting Galveston to see the sights. It has become one of the hottest hubs for cruises in the industry. So, Red, why did Galveston, of all places, become so popular?
Yeah, there's quite a few reasons why Galveston has kind of become the center of the cruise industry's growth. The main one would be just geography. Galveston unlocks a huge part of Middle America to the cruise companies, which are growing quite rapidly. Still, demand for cruises is still at all times high post-pandemic, even as other parts of the travel industry start to struggle. Galveston really opens up, you know, millions and millions of people that might not be willing to fly to Florida to hop on a cruise.
Yeah, when we typically think of cruising that region, maybe going to the Caribbean, Florida, you know, Port Canaveral jumps out. And now they're going to Galveston. Is this a recent phenomenon?
There's been cruises out of Galveston for the last like 25 years or so. But, when I'm speaking with, I spoke with the port CEO, Roger Rees. He's a self-proclaimed kind of cruise guy. And he really points to the pandemic has really shifted how people approach their cruise vacations. He sees people as much more willing to or wanting to drive to their cruise rather than fly. And that's really when we started to see this acceleration in Galveston. So it's doubled. And I can't remember the exact timeline, but the number of passengers that will be going through Galveston has probably doubled in the last decade. So it's been really rapid when you think about 2 million people will cruise through the city of 50,000 this year.
Interesting. I know at Bloomberg you always follow the money. Is there something in this for the cruise lines? Are they saving money by going to Texas as opposed to, say, Florida?
I don't know if it's necessarily saving them any money, maybe marginally. You know, sometimes they can get out onto the open water, open up their casinos, open up their bars a little bit quicker. Leaving from Galveston, it's about 30 minutes to open water. But also, it's really just that opportunity of unlocking that huge market. You know, you think about, you have Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, these really fast-growing metro areas all within driving distance of Galveston. And then there's also the opportunity within Mexico. Royal Caribbean is dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into opening up these private locations in the Yucatan Peninsula. And Galveston is really going to be key to making that product really lucrative for them. So they're going to be, you know, using their latest and greatest ships to be going to their latest and greatest private destinations, which are hugely popular. So just to continue to kind of, really tap into this demand that we're seeing for those products.
Have you been able to crunch the numbers? Is this making money for Galveston? Are people staying in Galveston hotels the night before their cruise, eating in Galveston restaurants?
Yeah, the businesses in Galveston, they love the cruisers. You know, depending on who you ask, the numbers around 30% of cruisers will stay either a day or two before, a day or two after. When I was down there earlier this year, I was speaking with some women from Seattle. So again, kind of, you know, it speaks to the fact that there's just a whole another part of the U.S. population, you know, all the way out west from Seattle that are staying in Galveston for a day or two before their cruises. So, you know, I spoke with one of the heads of some really popular hotels there, and he was saying, you know, every cruise person that stays is, you know, more breakfast, lunches, and dinners that we serve, and that's more money in everybody's pockets.
So the businesses like it. I wonder if you've had a chance to talk to the locals, the people who live there, who now may have trouble driving down Main Street because of traffic congestion or finding a place to park their car or getting a dinner reservation.
Yeah, look, there is a little bit of attention there, of course. Like, you know, Galveston is a tourist town. They'll probably have 10 million people there this year. But the cruises are a huge kind of visible component of that. They do bring a lot of traffic. There are problems on the city that sometimes people there want to kind of attribute to the cruises and say, like, oh, we're spending a lot of money on accommodating these cruise lines. Maybe we could be doing more to help out the kind of the local infrastructure as well. But I think kind of the amount of attention and business it brings, you know, there is, of course, this kind of tension between like people that are born on the island and kind of want to keep the island to themselves, to the people that are coming onto the island and really want to, you know, build this business up. There's a little bit of attention there, but like ultimately it seems like cruising isn't going anywhere, and it's still been kind of a force for good for Galveston, especially after the pandemic when there was quite a big part of the population that left to kind of find work and left the island during those years.
All right, Red, thank you. Galveston, Texas. Bloomberg's Red Brown with us on KCBS. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And also for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.